This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un arrived in Russia Tuesday for what the Kremlin said would be a comprehensive discussion with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Reuters correspondent Ed Barron has more.
In typical fashion, North Korean state media confirmed Tuesday that leader Kim Jong-un had in fact set off on a rare trip out of the country to visit Russia's Far East. His private train was headed to an unconfirmed destination for what the Kremlin described as comprehensive discussions with Vladimir Putin amid warnings from Washington they should not trade weapons. The Russian president gave little away to reporters who asked him why he was going to the Vostochny Cosmodrome on Tuesday, saying he had his own agenda there. U.S. officials have said arms talks between Russia and North Korea are actively advancing and that Kim and Putin were likely to discuss the war in Ukraine. Weapons are one thing Pyongyang has at its disposal, but it and Moscow both deny North Korea could supply arms to Russia, which has expended vast stocks in more than 18 months of war.
That's Reuters correspondent Ed Barron reporting. Rescuers in Morocco are racing against time to find any possible survivors as the death toll from the nation's deadliest earthquake in more than six decades rose to more than 2,800. Rescue teams from Spain, Britain, and Qatar have joined Moroccan rescue efforts after a 6.8 magnitude quake struck Friday in the high Atlas Mountains, with the epicenter 72 kilometers southwest of Marrakesh. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva Tuesday, the International Federation of the Red Cross made an appeal to raise $112 million to deliver assistance to the victims of the earthquake. Red Cross Red Crescent Global Director Carolyn Holt told reporters she has concerns about further illness, injury and illness due to damage to water supplies in the country. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. In Libya, they're burying hundreds of people killed in devastating floods earlier this week, from which as many as 10,000 are still missing. Associated Press correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
In Libya's eastern city of Derna, hundreds of people killed in devastating floods are being buried. But many more may have perished here. Floods broke dams, washing away entire neighborhoods. At a UN briefing, International Red Cross Libya envoy Tamir Ramadan speaks of the severity.
The death toll is huge. And it might reach to thousands. But what we can confirm now that thousands of people have lost their lives, thousands of people has lost their homes, and thousands of families are stranded or lost.
Libya's government's now issuing an international appeal for support as the humanitarian response may be beyond the abilities of the country and local aid organizations. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Taiwan says China is continuously bolstering its military bases along the coastline facing Taiwan as Beijing steps up military activities around the territory it claims as its own. Taiwan says it will continue to monitor the Chinese activities around the island and bolster its defenses in response. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Earlier on Tuesday, Taiwan's defense ministry said it had spotted 22 Chinese warplanes and 20 warships near the island over the previous 24 hours. Part of military harassment by Beijing, which has not ruled out force to reunite the island with the mainland. A senior Taiwanese defense official told reporters this year, China has aggressively expanded its armaments and continued to build various types of fighter jets and drones. He says all coastline bases have been upgraded. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Former U.S. Secretary of State and U.S. Senator Hillary Clinton is returning to the White House Tuesday in yet another role. Associated Press correspondent, Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In the waning days of her husband's second term, the then First Lady was nostalgic about the mansion.
We're trying to stay awake 24 hours a day so that we can relish every single minute.
Clinton returned often, first as a senator and then Secretary of State, and counseled Michelle Obama in 2009.
I know a little bit about the role.
Clinton has not been back to the White House since the Obama years, staying away during Donald Trump's turn. She'll return today to join First Lady Jill Biden in announcing recipients of a Global Arts Prize, an event the Clintons first celebrated in the mansion 29 years ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.